When Dirty Den Watts gave his alcoholic wife a present in the Queen Vic on Christmas Day 1986, 30 million viewers were watching. "This, Moss Sweet," Den snarled at Angie, "is a letter from my solicitor telling you that your husband has filed a petition for divorce." It's easy to be wise after the event, but Angie's mistake was to get drunk on the Orient Express on the way back from the couple's second honeymoon in Venice, and then blabbed to the barman that she didn't really have only 6 months to live. Den naturally overheard this admission and realised that Angie had dreamed up the lie to bring her philandering husband, who had made 16-year-old Michelle Fowler pregnant, earning the enduring rage of her mum Pauline, back into something like conjugal felicity. The days when a British soap could attract more than half of the population are over. 35 years later, EastEnders is struggling with ratings. Last Christmas, the BBC soap pulled in just 2.9 million viewers, landing it in 10th place of the top 10 most watched programmes on Christmas Day. The 40-minute episode promised two weddings and a big reveal, which turned out to be that Dottie Cotton isn't Nasty Nick's daughter, but Rocky's, but prompted disaffection on Twitter. "What the hell was that?" wrote one. "Where were the two actual weddings? Why did not a single one of them walk down the aisle? Where was the big Nazi storyline? That was probably the most mediocre Christmas episode ever. Why did no one die?" I know what you're thinking. Nazi storyline? It's not just that for some, soaps have lost the plot.